From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. The Iraqi government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi liberated of Islamic State fighters, and an offensive begun in mid-November, representing Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group in 18 months. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
The Iraqi officials say they're now focused on wiping out pockets of resistance and clearing the city and its surroundings of mines and booby traps. IS fighters captured the city in May. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, with scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno State capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, some 150 kilometers to the southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, who was elected in May, in part on a promise of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive this year recaptured most territory held by the group, which has resorted now to hit-and-run attacks on targets like markets, bus stations, and places of worship. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying thousands of kilograms of low-enriched uranium left Iran for Russia, part of the international nuclear agreement reached with Tehran, is a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward full implementation. Regional analyst Ian Lustig at the University of Pennsylvania says he's not surprised by the development.
The Iranians are fully committed to abiding by the details of this agreement with respect to the nuclear materials. This agreement is not linked to anything else. It was an agreement just about the nuclear capacity, and the Iranians have exploited that fact by honoring the terms of it so as to relieve them of the sanctions and not having to put anything else on the table in the way of political or military cooperation.
Iran is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so it can't be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The U.S. is lauding an agreement between South Korea and Japan that a senior U.S. official says could pave the way for enhanced cooperation on regional threats such as North Korea's nuclear program. Monday, the two U.S. allies announced a settlement of a decades-long dispute over so-called comfort women forced to work as prostitutes for the Japanese army during its occupation of Korea. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terror response. At any time since the 2001 terrorist attacks, fully 40% surveyed by the cable news network CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Northeastern University Max Abrams says such a finding is not uncommon.
And the reason why people often conclude that terrorists are winning is because almost regardless of what the outcome of the violence happens to be, observers conclude that that's exactly what the terrorists wanted to happen.
Coming weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts to date. Authorities in Burkina Faso have arrested some 20 soldiers for their alleged involvement in plotting to free a prominent general from prison who stands accused of staging a coup, the short-lived coup in September, by the presidential guard led by General Gilbert Diendéré took transitional leaders captive. It came ahead of elections and a year after President Blaise Compaoré was ousted from power. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free today, leaving only Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending the epidemic. The virus killed more than 2,500 in Guinea, more than 11,000 worldwide. Sierra Leone satisfied the 42-day period after the final fatality or final patient recovery in November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.